Taxpayers are told to ante up to keep sports teams in their cities. But is it worth it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bruce Johnson, James Graham Brown Professor of Economics at Center College, examines this question.
Build it or we will go. That's the threat teams make when they want a new stadium. And they mean it. When Oakland recently refused, its baseball team announced a move to Las Vegas. Did Oakland taxpayers win or lose? Only benefit-cost analysis can say, but it's tricky. In addition to private goods, which fans pay for, sports produce public goods. Teams bring people together, foster civic pride, and improve the quality of life even for people who never pay a penny to the team. A federal judge in Pittsburgh once blocked the hockey team from leaving because, he said, its public goods were woven into the fabric of the city. But what are they worth? Unless we know, we can't complete a benefit-cost analysis. To solve that problem, my co-authors and I used a survey technique from environmental economics, which also deals with public goods. We ask people demographic and economic questions. We ask about their consumption of sports, private and public goods. We then describe a hypothetical referendum and ask if they would vote to raise their own taxes by a specific amount to keep the team in town. Their responses enable us to estimate the benefits of a new stadium. Two of our surveys proposed hypotheticals like Oakland's case. We asked Pittsburgh voters what they would pay to keep their hockey team. We asked Jacksonville voters about their football team. Willingness to pay for public goods justified only about 1/4 of the stadium costs. Private goods justified even less. We and others have since conducted many other studies with similar results. Some evidence suggests our method overstates willingness to pay, which strengthens our conclusion. Taxpayers lose when they subsidize stadiums.
That was Bruce Johnson of Center College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.